Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Thursday of the 25th week of the year, the 22nd of September, 2011. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed, because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have one of Herod the Great's sons. Remember, Herod the Great was Herod at the time of Jesus' birth and ordered the execution of the innocents in Bethlehem because he was so fearful of this newborn king of the Jews announced by the Magi who came to Jerusalem to find him and worship him. We also, in this story, hear that Herod the Great's son, Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, who built the city of Tiberias, a purely pagan and non-religious city, which is much today the same way as it was then. When you build your life without Christ, things do not go well for you. He convinces Herodias to divorce Philip, his brother, and marries her. And it's that marriage that John the Baptist denounces to Herod. And Herod eventually, at the request of Herodias through her daughter Salome, kills John the Baptist, has him beheaded. And he refers to that in today's gospel. And so we have these political leaders, semi-Jewish, embedded with the Romans, trying to use religion for their personal gain. And yet, there must have been some goodness in Herod because he was curious about Jesus. And I would suggest there's goodness in every one of us and in everyone we meet. So many thousands of people have been brought to faith by the individual witness of Christians like you. Preachers have the place, and I have my role to do. But you, as individual Christians, listening to the Word of God and sharing your faith with your brother and sister, with your neighbor, your coworker, your friend in need, your stranger on the ferry or on the plane, are called to witness to Christ. It's interesting, at the time of Herod, there was no Twitter accounts or Facebook or posting your homilies at blog spots like I'm doing now. But there was word of mouth. And the word of mouth had got to Herod about this Jesus of Nazareth, healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on the water, feeding the thousands. We hear Herod kind of taunt Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar, saying that he'll believe in him if he just walks across his swimming pool. Herod was curious about Jesus. It's too bad he didn't listen more to John the Baptist and less to his wife Herodias. For John the Baptist would have witnessed that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. What can we do today to share the Word of God from individual to individual? I challenge myself, as I challenge you, to share the good news with your neighbor, with your coworker, with your friend, with your stranger. Don't be put off that they might not want to know. For everyone, I would suggest, has a built-in curiosity for Jesus, because we were made by God. And of course, God would have us naturally desire to be in union with him. Today, let us do better than Herod. Instead of just being curious and stopping there, let us share and seek out that curiosity with others and learn more about our faith, to read our Bible, to study the scripture, to study our faith, and to grow in holiness. For God has given us such a marvelous gift that we can be here worshiping and adoring day after day. Let us share that gift with those who are so far from God.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.